You're listening to the Totally Useless Information Podcast on the Nick and Roy channel. Subscribe and share.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
And we normally do the Totally Useless Information Podcast. And normally you don't see us, you just hear us. But this time around, we thought it'd be something really special that you get to see our real faces. So we apologize in advance. Hello. Yes. If you're seeing two normal images on your screen, you might have the virus.
Now, listen, you have to understand that I'm in sunny Florida and Nick is in Canada, which you guys are having good weather, but he's up in Canada. The borders are closed, but the internet is not. So I'm in Florida, he's in Canada.
1,500 miles away, we've proven time after time that a long-distance relationship does work as long as it's platonic.
Yes, yes.
Why are we here today? Why do you see our faces today? We thought it was really important for us to see each other face-to-face, to talk to you, our audience, and we thank you for all of your support. But this is important times right now. This is unprecedented times where this COVID-19 virus is really grappling the whole planet. The whole planet is grappling with this. So we are here to offer this special podcast to help us deal with the situation, laugh a little, and give you lots of important information. But remember, we're not doctors, right, Roy? We're not doctors.
No, and don't listen to a damn thing these two numbskulls are saying. No, no. Really, honestly, we're getting this information from reliable sources like the CDC and from other reliable sources. But of course, this information is changing moment by moment, except for a few important things, like washing your hands. Not just running a little water on it. We're talking about washing your hands, really, the friction of washing your hands with soap and warm water. And they say sing happy birthday twice, but you know, you don't have to do all that nonsense. You have to really scrub your hands with soap and warm water and then dry them off with either a blower or a towel that you know where the towel has been.
That's right. Sometimes you don't. But remember, remember when doctors, like if you look on TV shows, but how long do you think doctors scrub before they go in an operation? Could you imagine if they washed their hands and scrubbed the same way that most of the population washes their hands? Would you want them to operate on you? No, absolutely not. So the key is you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with the soap, get in there, scrub them. As Roy said, the friction is what helps keep your hands clean. Not because of this coronavirus or anything like that. This is in general. I think what this whole experience has taught us is that it reminds us of how important it is for us to keep clean, to wash your hands and keep your areas nice and clean. So use your Lysol wipes and wash your hands. That's what
exactly. And also, folks, let's stop with the panicking. Honestly, there is nothing to panic about. This is a virus. And as they say, this too will pass, and it will pass. And there are some people that are going to be seriously affected by it. But those same people would be affected by the normal flu, and they would be affected by a number of other viruses and germs and bacteria. So it's not like this is going to be the end for everyone. We need to take it seriously, but please stop the panicking. The bum rushing for the toilet paper, the videos of people fighting in Walmart.
The bum rushing? Did you just say the bum rushing?
A bum wiping.
Oh, yes. So I saw something on Facebook. They said, you know, for all those books, they said, you know, for all those people who are hoarding the toilet papers, they should also hoard condoms so that no one creates these idiots.
Exactly. Exactly. Or use the toilet paper instead of the condom.
Don't do that either. So we want to do a couple of things. We want to give you some important information. We want to give you some useless information because that's what we do, the Totally Useless Information Podcast. But we have some important information. First of all, like we said, get trusted information. Go to your local health authority's website to get the latest information for your area. Whatever you do, please refrain from falling for any scams or phishing emails. I've gotten in the last week at least a dozen or so emails that were supposedly from, in our case in Canada, the Canadian Health Department. And there's a link. The Canadian Health Department will never email individuals to tell them, hey, we have an important announcement, click here. You should go to the website. You should be the one that's initiating that information session. Do not accept any links or any scams on your phone or on your email.
Exactly. Exactly. And just think, use your head, okay? If you feel like you're getting sniffles, the cold, you feel tired and weak and your body aches, you know that something's wrong. That means it's time for you to get home, not run like a maniac to the hospital where everybody's sick. They're sick at the hospital. If you don't have it, chances are you will. So stay home. This is a flu. It is a flu-type virus, and it needs to run through your system. If you begin to get shortness of breath, running extremely high fevers, then it's time to act. But if it's a normal aching cold type feeling, chances are you might have it. But guess what? Chances are also that you're not going to get tested, because you're going to go home. You're going to spend the next 4 or 5 days at home. It's going to pass. Maybe 7 days later, 8 days later, you probably by 10 days will test negative even if you had it. But the point is, relax. If you start running high fevers, and if you are having shortness of breath where it's affecting you, of course you need to get to a hospital or at least contact your doctor and see what he wants you to do. But if you have basic cold symptoms, it is not time for you to run to the hospital and get tested, because chances are you're probably not going to get tested, number one. And number two, you're going to be exposing yourself to the virus.
Well put. And so staying home. The catchphrase, which is not really a catchphrase, it's important information, is social distancing. What does that mean? Stay away from
that
each other.
That means you do exactly what Nick did in high school.
Yes. That's right. I practiced social distancing way before it's really important now for your health's sake. Yes, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. And what Roy practiced was the opposite of social distancing. So, but in all seriousness, this is what they mean by stay home. They're not, this is not a casual thing. This is really extremely important. And all of the language that I'm hearing from all the Canadian authorities up here, and we have the national health ministers, and we have the provincial, and we have the local municipal. All of the health officials are saying the same thing. It's the same messaging. Go home and stay home. If you have to go to work, then you go to work. That's fine. If you can work from home, even better. Restaurants are closed up here. Bars are closed. All other establishments are closing. Even the Apple stores are closed. Yes, those restaurants that are open in those bars, if they have takeout or delivery, those are open. And we're going to talk about some of the restaurants to help them out. But in the meantime, stay home for at least 14 days. That's the recommendation from all of the health authorities on both sides of the border. The border is closed. The border between Canada and the U.S. was closed as of today. Today, we're recording this on March 18th. And as of today, they have closed the borders for all non-essential travel to the United States.
And I think that's the right move. Folks, what they're doing is they're trying to mitigate one big surge. They don't want this to be a massive peak where people start attacking hospitals and doctor's offices and going crazy trying to get in. What they're trying to do is test slowly, because they know that 85% of the time, this virus is not lethal. It's just annoying. Okay? Think about that now. Almost 8.5 out of 10 people will experience a basic flu. Okay? Maybe 1.5% will experience, and in most cases, it's 1% will experience a really bad flu with some serious complications to it. And another smaller percentage may experience where they're in an ICU, where they're in serious bad shape. But think about that for a second. And that's where the panic doesn't have to set in. Because if you're going to get all worked up, I mean, just look at the stock market. There are going to be fortunes to be made, folks. There is an upside to everything. And I'm going to tell you right now, the stock market is so far down, there's nothing but upside. And if you, this is where fortunes are going to be made, honestly.
So that's some financial advice. But remember, don't listen to everything we say. These are just recommendations. So you were talking about, you know, peaks in of this disease. They want to, the other catchphrase you're hearing is flattening the curve. What that means basically is, instead of having a spike of all of these infections of the virus, they want to elongate sort of the time frame, so less people have it. You're flattening that curve. So what does that mean? You stay home. Simple as that. That's the easiest you can, easiest thing you can do is stay home, spend time with your family, spend time with your kids. It's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt. That's why we recommend, you know, watching some of your favorite shows you want to catch up on. Start up a new series. Listen to some of the podcasts, you know. And, of course, we're going to recommend our podcast, Totally Useless Information. It's only about 30 minutes each episode. We have at least 30-some-odd.
I heard that they're testing it as one of the cures.
What, the podcast?
The podcast. Yeah, they're testing it for one of the cures. Not for coronavirus, but a cure all the same.
For something, yes, exactly. I don't know if you heard the phone in the background. We are recording this live as we go along. So that's someone calling in and trying to make a donation. But this is not like one of those PBS donation
accounts. Oh, let them donate. Let them donate. Get so the phone.
Here's a funny story. So I don't know if you guys have it down there, but we have these scams where someone calls up. They want to know if they can come over to clean your air ducts. Do you have that down there? Like one of these telemarketers? Okay.
No.
So this is what happens. They call up and they say, hi, we'd like, and it's some kind of foreign accent. I don't know where it's from. But they say, we would like to come over to clean your ducts. It's annoying because they call everybody. It's just a scam. So yesterday I got this phone call and they said, hi, we'd like to come over to clean your ducts. And I said, oh, I'm glad you called because they're really, really dirty. And the guy got so excited because usually people tell him to, you know, to screw off, right? So he thought he had a sale. And I said, by the way, I'm home now for the next 14 days because I have the virus and I'm quarantined. Click. And he,
you know what I would have said? He would have said, hello, this is, I want to come and clean your ducts. I would have said, oh, damn, let me answer your question. My ducts are pretty dirty, but do you clean gooses too?
Well, Canadian geese in my case.
Well, so, I'm going to tell you, Nick, again, like I said, so many people, if you did what you just said, where if you just go home, you're going to probably heal yourself with no medications whatsoever. Yep. There have been discussions about malaria type medications, which is a drug. I forget the name of the drug, but it's a quinine type drug that malaria. If anybody knows anything about history, when the Panama Canal was dug, malaria was killing off thousands of men that were working on the Panama Canal. And then they realized that quinine and zinc cure malaria. Well, they're finding out that quinine and zinc, and quinine is what's in tonic water. So a good stiff gin and tonic and some zinc. We don't know if that's helpful or not. And again, we're not giving any medical advice, but these are things that they're talking about, using these malaria-type medications, arthritis-type medications as a combo. They're even using an HIV medication that I don't think they're having as good a result with. These things, most of the time, you are going to heal yourself. Your body will do the work for you. And then they're also finding out, I believe, again, don't know for 100%, but they're finding out that it does leave a trace marker so that your body knows not to get it again. So, or fights it off before it can get a hold on you again. So that means that you might only be able to get it once, like a lot of different other viruses that leaves these memory cells in your body. The key again, do not get all worked up. I have people calling up saying, oh, this guy had it at Macy's in Fort Myers. How many people are infected now? The guy in Macy's, how many people do you know that are affected? How many people do you know that have it? And most people say, I don't know anybody that has it. Well, guess what? You probably do, and they don't even know it. That's They're just experiencing flu-like symptoms. So again, if it's not a very high fever, if you're not experiencing shortness of breath, you want to stay away from a hospital, But get yourself home if you feel flu-like. And stay at home, quarantine yourself, see how you're doing over a period of days, and check your temperature at least 2 to 3 times a day, because this can spike. So you wanna know where you're at temperature-wise.
Well, just a reminder, any medical advice that we give, we're not doctors. These are just suggestions. And these are the things that we read from the local authorities and from the CDC in the United States and the Ministry of Health here in Canada. So just relax. Be careful not to read any misinformation. As much as we love our social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, a lot of times there's a lot of misinformation. Either people pass on misinformation that they heard before, or some people, believe it or not, there are people out there who intentionally put these messages out there to scare people and to get a reaction from people. Be careful of what you read and what you're posting and what you're sharing. Verify the source. That's the most important thing. The worst thing anyone can do is, the worst anybody can do other than spread this virus is spread bad misinformation. That's the most, one of the most important things. So don't do it. Facebook and Twitter, please. If you see something, verify it. Before you like something or repost it or share it, verify it for yourself.
There was a post on Twitter that somebody said that the United States military is going, they're going to have martial law. This was last week on Friday. There's going to be martial law as of Saturday morning. The United States military is taking over all state working. And this is crazy. Now, how would that not be on every news channel? Crazy. I mean, let me tell you what's an inconvenience. Having your little brats at home instead of at school and having to watch them. That's a damn inconvenience more than the damn flu, probably.
The coronavirus is not a flu. It may feel like the flu, but it has the same effects as the flu, because a lot of people do die every year in North America from your flu that people get.
Well, right now, Nick, the stats are that more than 3 or 4 times the people that have died from coronavirus, more have died from influenza over the past year than have died from coronavirus. It doesn't make it any worse that people passed away. It's horrible. It's horrible. But we don't put as much emphasis on the influenza virus as we are on this coronavirus. The influenza virus has been around. I don't see people stocking up on 4,000 rolls of toilet paper. What the hell's wrong with your bowels?
Yeah, I think yes. You have other problems. I don't think the virus is your problem.
Exactly.
One good thing, though, one of the many things that can come, really, really good things that can come out of all of this, is people are practicing washing your hands and cleaning things down and making sure your kitchen counters are clean after you prepare food. Because one of the most one of the worst things that that people can get are foodborne viruses and bacteria. So you always have to clean your kitchen. So if anything, this is helping people clean their houses and clean their hands.
Yeah, and their bums, because they got 40,000 rolls of toilet paper.
A lot of businesses are closed. They're closing down all over North America. So this is to prevent people from spreading it. Social distancing. So here are some ideas of what we want to do. So we want to help out some of the businesses. When everything comes back to normal, and it will eventually, what's the timeline? We don't know. The authorities don't know. And I think that's part of the panic, Royce, because people don't see an end in sight as of the 18th of March. And they're thinking, oh, my goodness, when is this going to end? They don't see that light at the end of the tunnel. Eventually, all of this will subside. And eventually, things will go back to normal. Restaurants will start opening up. But because they've taken such a financial hit, they really need your support. But you can support them now. First of all, if they have takeout service, take advantage of it. And they now have this, you know, no contact delivery where you'll pay for it in advance. You don't have to meet the delivery person at the door. They'll leave the food right, you know, in front of your building or in front of your house, whatever it is. A lot of companies now are changing their business model to accommodate touchless delivery.
Down here in Florida, we have touchless delivery. You order the food, the guy picks it up, brings it to your door, and you look through the peephole as he eats it.
I think it's food distancing. So here's,
folks, we want to stress that, and we're not getting paid for this.
No.
We are actually picking places that Nick and I both really like. And we think that, our favorite places. We think that they've helped their community, and it's time that we help them. And I would hope that others will follow in our footsteps and do free commercials for businesses that they think are their favorite businesses or think go out of the way, their way in their communities. And we think that this is just a way to pay it forward. And then when things get better, they can send us checks.
Here's the deal. So we're going to do a few shout outs. Some of our favorite restaurants. I will focus on the Toronto area in Canada. And Roy will talk about some of the establishments down in Florida. So if you can, call them up and order takeout and have them delivered and talk to them about touchless delivery. So one of my favorite restaurants up here in Toronto is called Grazie, which means thank you in Italian. So Grazie at Yonge and Eglinton. The Old Mill Restaurant in Etobicoke, and actually that's where my wife and I got married. They have some great food. They've been around for many, many years. They're really, really good. A great service, great atmosphere. Marcello's Pizzeria in the West End, Toronto. It's right across the street from our church. So on Sunday afternoons after we go to church, we slip over to Marcello's for some delicious pizza and some really great home cooking. And, of course, our friends at BPC Chicken. They've been a great supporter of ours. And we want to thank them and give them a call because they are also delivering and offering delivery and takeout service as well. BPC Chicken, best Portuguese chicken. Napoli Ristorante and Pizzeria in Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'm getting all choked up over these restaurants.
Yeah. Napoli's awesome.
They are. And Uncle Betty's Diner. Now, Uncle Betty's Diner is also in the Yonge Eglinton area near Grazie. Uncle Betty's Diner is just about to shut their doors. So they started a fundraiser. If you want to go check out Uncle Betty's Diner and you want to contribute because they want to pay their staff, those who are working, you can help them out as well. So check these places out. Patronize them now. And if you do, when they do open up, buy a gift certificate, a gift card from these places because you may not use it now, but maybe you'll give it as a gift later or maybe, you know, you maybe use it down the line. But at least you're giving cash in their hands that they can help to support their workers.
Well, I have a couple down here in Naples, Florida, and some in Fort Myers, which is very close to each other if you're familiar with the area. Olympia Restaurant on Davis Boulevard, 2200 Davis Boulevard. Olympia Restaurant, fantastic staff, fantastic place, the most awesome Greek food. Really, they're super nice people to the community. And again, Olympia Restaurant, so someplace that if you're in this area and haven't gone there, you should. And if you like the place, like I said, get a gift certificate and use it once everything cools down. You have Cafe Luna on Tamiami Trail in Naples, Florida. Cafe Luna, just a fixture. I mean, it's been here for so long. They're great people. They have entertainment every night. That's one of the things that they're known for. They do entertainment every night. They don't have to pay for entertainment. They do it for the community. So, I mean, that's an awesome place. Awesome. And Ed and Shannon, super nice people in the community. You have Nino's Thick and Thin Pizza. Nino's Thick and Thin is a fixture in the, it's South Fort Myers, almost the Stero area. Their food it's my favorite Italian restaurant down here. They're phenomenal food. Great. If you're going downtown Fort Myers, you have Ford's Garage. But not only do you have Ford's Garage, and Nick and I ate at Ford's Garage last time he was down. Ford's Garage is owned by like a consortium, a restaurant consortium. They have the Lodge is theirs. Capone's Pizzeria is theirs. Izzy's Seafood is theirs. It's all part. There's three Ford's Garages, but these are great people. They took the downtown Fort Myers area, the historic district, and turned it into something special. And I'm sure they're suffering right now. So get a gift certificate, and their gift certificates you can find a lot of times in Costco and Sam's Club at discounts. You know, you pay $75 and get $100 worth of gift certificates. Now's the time to do that, you know, to really buy into these places. and do the right thing. Walmart, guys, I can't say enough about Walmart, what they're doing. I mean, you walk in that store and they are cleaning everything. They're wiping down every counter after you ring up. They're wiping everything down that you touch with your fingers. Walmart is such a superstore, and I got to give a thumbs up to Walmart, really. No, really, honestly, I mean, there's so many great places, and you don't realize how much these people are suffering. It's not just the owners. It is the staff, the waiters and waitresses who live on tips and so on and are not going to get it for a week, maybe possibly two, possibly three. This is devastating to these people. So, you know, to help the restaurants out to stay open, the minute you can get out, and I'm sure it's going to happen because people are going to get cabin fever. And the minute they give everybody the all clear, all hell's going to break loose. It's going to take 2 hours to get into a damn restaurant.
So do it now while you can. Now, here's how some businesses are coping. So we have a chain of bowling alleys up here called Bolarama.
Oh, we have a Bolarama down here.
All right, so I don't know if they're owned by the same people, but here's one of the how they're coping, and they're reminding people to stay safe because I think, I don't know if they're affected by the closures up here, but if they are going to close, you know, they will eventually open up. But this is their suggestion to keep everybody safe. This is a handwritten sign that reads, quote, "Due to the coronavirus, please refrain from touching each other's balls. Remember to wash your hands after touching your own balls. Thank you, management."
They got some balls for putting that up.
They do. They do. Now, speaking of balls, here's some balls, some myths out there. Okay, so these are the myths of some of the things that are going around the internet. We're telling you the warning you about. So here's one of them. There's no vaccine. Oh, people are saying there is a vaccine. No, there isn't. As of today, there isn't anything. According to Johns Hopkins, there's no vaccine for the new coronavirus right now. Scientists have begun working on one, but they're still developing it that is safe and effective in human beings. So the good news is they're testing it, but it's not ready yet. So there's nothing out there. Do not believe if you hear otherwise.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
They said don't break the bubbles on bubble wrap. You know, no. The bubble wrap? Because the air is Chinese air.
No, come on.
Don't let your kids play with the bubble wrap. Oh, this is so ridiculous. But God,
no, come on, that's the most fun. Come on, there's a challenge out there. Mm-hmm. I bet you just can't pop one.
That's true. But if it's got the virus in it, by the time you get to like 20 or 30, you're down on the floor.
No, here's the thing. Only one of those thousands of bubbles has the virus. You have to fix
it. Right? You have to find it.
You have to You have to avoid the one. So every time you pop it, you know, it tells you don't have it. So then every
Who
time you pop
that,
one,
though? Who I believes that, Nick?
Exactly, other people do. Surgical masks are helpful for those who may be compromised or exposed to the COVID-19 virus. However, masks do not limit the contraction of the virus. Since this virus is transmitted by droplets, it is currently not recommended to use standard face masks. And I see them all over the place, right? They're wearing masks like it's a fashion statement. No, it's not going to help.
It goes in your eyes. It goes in your eyes, folks. I've already, by the way, washed and sanitized my hands so I can touch my face. Do not touch your face unless you know 100%. Unless you know 100% that you've just washed your hands, sanitized your hands, and you want to do this or whatever, that's fine. But if I'm outside, I do not touch my eyes, my nose, or my mouth with my hands.
Okay. Now that, you know, thank you, because you just proved to us you know where your eyes, your nose, and your mouth are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
Here's the other thing about surgical masks, okay? Don't order them from Amazon, okay? Leave them for the professionals, because if you're ordering these surgical masks, they won't be enough for the people who really need them to help other people. So masks won't help you. Stay home, wash your hands, listen to the Totally Useless Information podcast.
Although I will give a helpful hint, Nick.
Yes.
Some ladies that I know can still put bags over their head. It would be very helpful for everyone else.
Yes, thank you very much. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, There's no reason to believe that cold weather can kill the virus or other diseases. There have been stories about warm weather killing the virus, but those aren't true either.
Right.
What they see, the largest decrease in infections, and this is how it will be effective, is when people refrain from being in locations with poor ventilation and or large crowds, social distancing. This is the challenge. We are social creatures, right? We try to be as social as possible. We actually need to be around other people. But right now, for our own protection, social distancing. Distancing. That's good. If I can speak English, it'll be wonderful.
Watch this. I'm gonna poke Nick in the eye. Hold on. No, that's it's very simple. It's very simple, folks. For the next few weeks, try to stay away from going out, to unnecessarily going out. I mean, if you have to go into a store, try to keep your distance from people. Don't get right on top of everybody. Make sure that if you do touch something in a store, when you get into your car, sanitize your hands. Or if they have sanitizer at the location, sanitize your hands. When you get home, wash them and sanitize them. And then guess what? You're in your home. The odds are that the virus is not in your home unless you brought it in. But, you know, I mean, make sure you're still cleaning surfaces in your home. But when you're in your home, you're relatively safe from it. It's when you're outside. So try to hang at home for a little bit. See if you can't do some odd projects at home, maybe a little painting, fixing up your house. It'd be all good.
It is. So at the end of all of this, people's houses will be renovated, cleaned, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe there's a baby boom.
And maybe their bums are cleaner than usual.
Oh, no. We always talk about totally useless information, and one of the useless information facts that you brought up a few episodes ago, Roy, was how the Romans used to clean themselves basically after they've gone to the bathroom.
Disgusting. Totally disgusting. And these are the people that had all the knowledge at the time. They used to put a sponge on a stick.
Yeah.
And they had a vinegar and water solution in a bucket, and they would dip the sponge in the bucket and then wipe their, you know what, their crack with the sponge, the vinegary sponge. That must have been nice anyway, right? And then they take the sponge and put it back in the bucket and rinse it off a little bit. You know, you're going to say to yourself, I am so glad that I punched that guy to get that extra toilet paper.
Not only that, you just ruined it for me. I'm never again going to eat salt and vinegar chips.
No, oh. Especially on a stick. Wow.
That is true. And by the way, the right way to put your toilet roll, because there's the whole debate whether it's from the top or from the bottom. Mm. The way it was patented, the toilet roll, the paper flows from the top.
Okay? Oh, yeah. It flows from the top. It flows from the top to the bottom.
So we're encouraging everyone to wash their hands with water and soap. Well, when was soap invented? In case you were you wondering that, Roy, when was soap invented?
No.
The earliest recorded evidence of the production of soap-like materials dates back to around 2800 BC in Babylon. A formula consisted of water, alkali, cassia oil, and it was written on the clay tablet. So they put it on. Well, what are you laughing at? What?
I was like this. I was like,
oh, okay. Now, ivory soap. Now, remember what the slogan was? What's ivory soap? It's a soap that floats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the 1800s, when
people. Shout out to Circle K.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. Thank you for patronizing Circle K. Did you sterilize the straw?
Actually, listen, when I got home, I had sanitizer on my hand and I rubbed it on the foam cup like a nut. I'm rubbing everything. You know, folks, here's another quickie. I know you're going to talk about ivory soap, and I'm sorry I interrupted you, but here's another quickie. If you have those Lysol wipes,
yes.
When you get home, if you have cans and things that you took from the store, just take a wipe and give them a quick wipe. Because you don't know if somebody sneezed in the aisle and the virus is alive on them. Okay, so you want to wipe down like your canned goods, things like that that you're putting away. So, and then disinfect your hands after you put everything away. Go ahead, Ivory Soap.
Did you just call me Ivory Soap? Go ahead, Ivory, caller. So here's, it's a soap that floats. Years ago, people used to take baths. They did not take showers. So because water was really not available everywhere, people used the same bath water.
Oh, yeah.
For all the family members, which is where, by the way, the expression, don't throw the baby out with the bath water, because the baby was the last thing that you bathe, and then you threw out the water. So don't throw the baby out with the bath water. But you couldn't find the soap because the water was all murky. So what happened was, according to legend, what happened was one of the workers at the soap factory, the Ivory Soap Factory, went to lunch and forgot to turn off the vat that was mixing the soap mixture. What happened? Well, it created a lot of air bubbles in the mixture, the soap mixture. And when he came back, he was fired because he ruined a whole batch of soap. But here's what happened. They said, you know what? It's a waste to throw all of this out. So they made the bars of soap anyway. And what they realized was that this bar of soap, because of the air bubbles, floated to the top. So when you're taking a bath in the murky water, the soap floated to the top, and now you know where the soap is. And that's why they
Think about this. Think about this too, Nick. The soap was less dense, so the bar looked a lot bigger too, because they went by weight. So the bar looked a lot bigger than your ordinary bar of soap. Remember, Ivory soap was always a little bit bigger than other bars of soap. You know what's funny? When I used to take baths with the multiple people in the household, but when I used to take baths, I'd say, oh, honey, could you do me a favor? Could you get that sponge, that stick, stick with the sponge on it in the bucket so I can wash my back?
I have to say this, though. According to company records, that story really didn't happen. In 2004, over 100 years later, Procter & Gamble, the producers of Ivory Soap, an archivist by the name of Ed Ryder found documentation and revealed that the chemist, James Gamble, Procter & Gamble, the son of the founder, had discovered how to make the soap float and noted the results in his writings. But it would have been a cool story anyway.
Yeah.
So good on him. Now, yes?
Keep going.
Now, people are under quarantine. And people wanted to know where under quarantine came from. The word quarantine comes from the Italian language, the Venetian dialect of the words meaning 40 giorni, 40 days. This is because when it was discovered that the ships, they were infested with the plague-carrying rats that made it to the shores of Venice, they sat for 40 days before coming on shore so that whatever disease that they had was no more. So quarantine comes from
the usually there was an empty boat after 40 days.
Right.
Just a bunch of bones laying around.
Incidentally, now because of all of these social distancing, not a lot of people are visiting all these tourist areas, especially in northern Italy, because they really got hit hard with this. Our hearts and thoughts go out to all the families in northern Italy because they lost a lot of loved ones. But the waters of Venice are clean. They're cleaner than ever because none of the boats are there to pollute them. So it's really, really interesting how this phenomenon of what happens, the good things that are happening because of this virus.
I'm sure there's less garbage in public areas and parks and things like that.
Folks, because factories are shutting
down. In 6 months from now, we're going to sit back and we're going to say, boy, did we panic. Boy, did we do crazy stuff. Boy, why did we sell those stock? Really, honestly, it's crazy. You know, let's all start using our heads. You know, I think that's pretty much the best advice that I could give right now would be just relax. Chill out. Chillax.
Chillax. There you go. So before we go, just wanted to remind you that we do have a podcast, Totally Useless Information. You can find it on all of your favorite podcast platforms and the Nick and Roy channel on YouTube. So if you want to, and here's another important tip. I know there's a lot of information coming your way. You're obsessed with watching the news and listening to it on the radio. And yes, you need to be informed. And you're on your phones, you're on your social feeds and everything else. Take a break, because all of this can be overwhelming. There are a lot of people who are suffering a lot of anxiety because of all of this, because of a lot of information coming your way, even if it's factual information. Take a break. Do something different. Yes. Sing a song. Listen to your favorite musical artist. Try a hobby. Do something different. Listen to our podcast, because it's only 30 minutes. It's just a little escape. There's a guitar right there. Look out. You know what? Roy will play a free concert for you. Just send us an email.
Sing a song. Nick said sing a song. Come by, I'm alone.
No. That's the anthem for the tree hugging hippies you talk about a lot. That's right. So yes, just chillax, like we said. Take a break for some of this stuff, and then go back to making sure your family is safe. Stay home. Just go out for the necessities. If you're under isolation or under quarantine, and there is a difference, by the way, you know, in isolation, you should be in a separate part of the house using different towels. Just make sure for the 14 days that you're staying put, that you be smart about things. You know, don't think if I just sneak out to the store right now, the virus won't follow me. No, it knows where you are. Just stay where you are. Stay safe. Be happy. And then we hope to talk about better things in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
Thanks for listening. And watching.